This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned Saturday that Russia's invasion of Ukraine offers a preview of a world where nuclear-armed countries could threaten other nations, and said Beijing, like Moscow, seeks a world where might makes right. Austin made the remarks at the annual Halifax International Security Forum, which attracts defense and security officials from Western democracies. Russian officials have raised using tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the nearly nine-month invasion of Ukraine. Austin said Putin's war of choice shows the whole world the dangers of disorder, and said nuclear weapons need to be responsibly controlled and not used to threaten the world. Austin said NATO support for Ukraine is a fight for global freedom.
Free people always refuse to replace an open order of rules and rights with one dictated by force and fear. And that's why Ukraine matter. Because rules matter. Sovereignty matters. And freedom matters.
Malaysia has tumbled into fresh political turmoil after Saturday's tightly contested general election delivered a hung parliament. There was no clear winner and a surprising surge of support for an Islamist party. Opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim's Reformist Alliance secured the biggest gain with 82 out of 220 parliamentary seats. That's far short of a majority. Trailing close behind was former Prime Minister Muhyiddin Nassin's bloc. Both Anwar and Muhyiddin have claimed they have support to form a government, but the nation's king will have the final say. From Washington, this is VOA News. Leaders from around the Asia-Pacific region called for an end to Russia's war in Ukraine and pledged to steer the region's economies toward sustainable growth. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The declaration issued by APEC leaders acknowledged that member states had differing views on the war, but noted that the conflict can have significant consequences for the global economy. The meeting wrapped up a flurry of events throughout the region that have given leaders a chance to meet face-to-face, a rare occurrence after years of pandemic precautions. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva acknowledged new global challenges.
We met here in Thailand 3 years ago last. And since then, the world has changed by events none of us foresaw coming at that time. The COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Security sources and a local government official say Islamic State group militants attacked an Iraqi army position in the northwestern governorate of Kirkuk, killing four soldiers. The sources said IS fighters early on Saturday took the soldiers' weapons and communications gear and left the scene. It was the first such attack in nearly a year. In January, Islamic State gunmen broke into a barracks in the mountainous Al-Azim district where they killed a guard and shot dead 11 soldiers as they slept. Now that the U.S. midterm ballots have been cast, the certification appears to be going smoothly so far, although there are exceptions in the U.S. state of Arizona. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The vote certifications so far have been orderly, even in places where there had been suspicions about election fairness. All 17 counties in Nevada certified their results, despite earlier accusations of election conspiracies, and an effort to eliminate voting machines altogether. It's the same story in New Mexico, despite months of pressure on election officials. But in Arizona's Cochise County, the two Republicans in control delayed their certification this week, after hearing from conspiracy theorists who say the vote counting machines are not certified, even though the state elections director says that claim is false. Also in Arizona, gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, who lost her election, is refusing to concede. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In its intelligence update Saturday, Britain's defense ministry said that on Wednesday, Russia held its largest ever debt issuance in a single day. And President Joe Biden's granddaughter, Naomi Biden, and her fiancé, Peter Neal, got married on the White House lawn on Saturday. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton with VOA News.